7 o'clock at KOIN in Fort
CBS News. South Vietnam appeals for more American bombers as a major battle with the communists continues near the capital. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. South Vietnamese Air Force planes Friday continued heavy airstrikes in the battle area about 75 miles east of Saigon. A government spokesman in Saigon says his country's Air Force needs more heavy bombers, specifically American B-52s. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that President Ford this week overruled a suggestion by Secretary of State Kissinger, who wanted to divert a U.S. Navy task force toward Vietnam as a signal to Hanoi. The White House and the State Department have denied the report. Private pilots Saturday morning reported spotting ships of the U.S. 7th Fleet moving toward the Indian Ocean. The report seemed to confirm statements that the American warships have not been diverted from their training course and sent toward Vietnam. More news in a moment.
Loretta Lynn sings for the Bell System. Good friends are for keeps, so keep in touch. Long distance is the next best thing to being here.
Good friends are forever. Good friends are forever. Good friends are for keeps.
Blizzards and tornadoes dealt the country's midsection a severe blow on Friday. 9 persons are reported dead after a series of tornadoes struck the Gulf states. The highest toll was in Macomb, Mississippi, where 7 died. Tornadoes also struck in Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana. Snow and cold weather are the problems in the Plain States, a late report from Bruce Hagovic of Minneapolis station WCCO.
The blizzard continues to pound the north-central states. In the Twin Cities, the barometer has dropped to an all-time record low, according to Richard Neistat of the National Weather Service.
So far, the barometer has been down to 28.62 inches, I believe, is there 61 inches so far. And this appears to be the lowest ever recorded in the Twin Cities, which is indicative of the strength of the storm.
Power outages have been reported at several locations around Minnesota, and several thousand customers are without service. Some areas report winds of up to 70 miles per hour. The storm is being called one of the worst in the area's history. It'll continue until Saturday night, and then temperatures of as low as 20 below will move in. Bruce Hagovic for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Elliot Richardson, the newly appointed ambassador to Britain, held a news conference Friday. One matter that came up was a report that this is a stepping stone to a better job. Marvin Kalb reports.
There was a suggestion at the news conference here that Kissinger told Richardson that he would be the logical successor as Secretary of State when and if Kissinger leaves the job. Richardson told us later that Kissinger never said anything about leaving his job. But Richardson did leave the suggestion hang, that if Kissinger does leave that job a year or two from now, Richardson might be considered for it. In any case, Richardson, a former attorney general, refused to go into details about this, refused to discuss the substance of foreign policy, but he did say when asked about Watergate that, yes, justice has been done. But he added without any amplification, justice is inevitably imperfect. Richardson quit in October 1973 when former President Nixon ordered him to fire Watergate Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, and Richardson refused. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
About 83,000 pounds of space junk is supposed to be falling to Earth around this time. NASA scientists say they believe it's already down. They lost radar contact with it about a half hour ago over Africa. The debris is part of the large rocket that carried Skylab into orbit in 1973. Most of the debris will likely burn up on re-entry. Now this.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your courage to contact. The sooner the better.
Six three or one? That's the question when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Give your cold to contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact, only as directed.
Within hours, there'll be another hat in the ring for the Democratic presidential nomination next year. Former Senator Fred Harris of Oklahoma will announce his candidacy in Concord, New Hampshire on Saturday. Harris plans to concentrate his campaign on economic wealth in the U.S. and the power of American corporations. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Everett Christian, president of the Associated Oregon Loggers, says falling interest rates and a $4.5 billion national housing bill will revive Oregon's failing lumber industry this year. All 100 residents of a Tillamook apartment complex escaped early today as fire of undetermined origin destroyed the apartment. 6 of the residents suffered minor injuries. A young man wearing a ski mask robbed the Oregon Bank of Eugene of an undisclosed amount of cash today. Police said he handed a teller a note demanding money, then escaped in an apparently stolen car, which was found several blocks away. A new Wasco County Commissioner, 69-year-old Art Means, his wife Pearl, both killed today when their car skidded on slick pavement, went over an embankment west of the Dalles. 97 Sports, Sidney Wicks hit for 33 points tonight to lead the Portland Trail Blazers to a 113-110 NBA win over the Phoenix Suns. In college basketball, Stanford's Ed Schweitzer scored 3 points in the final 37 seconds, but ninth-ranked Oregon held off the Cardinals 84-83 in a Pac-8 conference basketball game tonight in Eugene. In Corvallis, sophomore guard George Tucker scored 21 points, including four free throws in the final 45 seconds, to lead the Oregon State Beavers to a 70-64 win over California. In other college action, it was San Francisco 60, Seattle 59, Southern Cal 94, Washington State 80, and college basketball also Central Washington 76, Southern Oregon 56. In prep basketball tonight, these are final scores. Napa 56, Concordia 38, Adams 60, Cleveland 56, Jackson 71, Lincoln 53, Franklin over Madison 48-43, Washington 75, Roosevelt 59. Hillsboro beat David Douglas 53-43, Aloha 57, Park Rose 48. Centennial beat Gresham tonight 45-32, and Reynolds down Barlow 58-49. Now in the Weather Department here at KOIN, the outlook for Portland, Vancouver calls for cloudy skies with partial clearing periods tonight and tomorrow, a chance of a few brief showers, then increasing clouds and a chance of rain tomorrow night and Sunday. Lows both nights near 35, highs in the mid-40s and light winds. Rain chance 20% tonight and tomorrow, then 50% tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, 37 degrees at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
Radio Mystery Theater presents Come In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Mark Twain once said that everybody talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. An ever-increasing army of people feel that way about pollution, but happily are doing something about it. Trying, anyway. But trying, mark you, against great odds. Odds which can be lumped under the one descriptive word, apathy. Apathy. Perhaps the most destructive negative force mankind has ever known. A force which could easily have led to the strange tale I bring you now.
Dells, I order you. Put Magda out of the house instantly.
She's my wife, Mr. Manderson. You can't ask
her. You fool! She's caught the Red Death. brought it into my house, my sanctuary. Look at her. Beads of sweat on her face. Blood red sweat. She's caught the plague.
Plague or not, I am not putting her out to die.
Then I am. And one move from you to stop me and you'll go out with her. I mean what I say, Nils. Every word of it.
Our mystery drama, The Mask of the Red Death, was especially adapted from the Edgar Allan Poe classic by George Lowther and stars Carl Swenson and Stats Cotsworth. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You're driving a car you knew you were going to buy the minute you saw it. Skyhawk. Buick Skyhawk. You just knew a car this streamlined would be easy on gas, and you were right. In published EPA mileage test results, Skyhawk got 25 miles per gallon on the open road and 16 in the city. Skyhawk. It's rakish, it's low slung, it looks European, but it's a Buick.
Living free.
There's a kind of chemical warfare going on. In this war, cancer is the enemy. Our weapon is chemotherapy. Today, the anti-cancer drugs of chemotherapy enable thousands of patients to lead active lives despite cancer. More people can be helped. To keep the research going, send a check today to the Chemo, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Madam, can I step inside? You see, I'm taking a survey. We're not selling anything, of course.
Well, if you're sure you're not selling...
Absolutely, I guarantee it. I see you have children. Do they do well in school? Now, if you'll just sign here, madam, you'll receive all 10 items for free, except for the handling charges, you understand. Pennies a day, really.
Wait just a moment, madam. Don't sign that paper. That's a contract. And believe me, nothing in this deal is for free.
But who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau, reminding you to read this contract carefully before you sign it. Don't be taken in by the story that anything of value is free. And remember that pennies a day add up to a considerable amount. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
The Mask of the Red Death. The word mask, you should know, is spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E and means masquerade. And to begin this particular masquerade, I'm going to ask you to join me in a huge house, a mansion, on top of Lookout Mountain. We're in a vast living room, one wall of which is made of plate glass, through which, in whatever direction the house turns, yes, you can turn the house by pressing buttons, can be seen miles on miles of country far below. There are others in the living room with us, including the multimillionaire owner of this luxurious estate. That tall, expensively dressed, gray-haired man over there, Milo Manderson.
So just shut up, Jack. Once and for all, shut up.
Milo, all I'm saying...
And I'm sick of hearing you say it. Flossie's sick of it. Doreen's sick of it. We're all sick of it. So shut up.
Okay. But just let me point out one
Jack,
more thing.
Please. Can't you see how upset you're making my father? You're talking as if... Well, as if he were doing something perfectly awful, when all he's doing is saving us from the Red Death.
You ought to have a little more gratitude, Jack.
Don't you understand? Any of you understand? Look out that window into the valley where the village is. The farmlands. Dead animals in the fields. Cows, horses, pigs, chickens, everything.
Doreen, shut him up. Shut him up or I won't care if he is your husband. Which is the only reason I brought him along. I'll throw him out.
Oh, make up your mind, Milo. You didn't bring me here. You forced me here.
For Doreen's sake, not yours. You penniless hayseed, you farmer. Huh. Would you believe it? 1996. Here we are in the year 1996, and he's still farming like it was 20 years or 30 years ago.
Not 20 years ago, Milo. Not 30, 100. I'm trying to bring the land back to what it was, trying to replenish the earth, to restore what fools like you took out of it with every pollutant you can think of. I'm trying to save...
Now I've had it. I'm warning you for the last time. Doreen, talk to this fathead you married. Talk some sense into him.
Milo, give Flossie a little drinky. A little martini.
I could do with one myself. Now you talk to him, Doreen.
Jack, my father's right.
With you, he's always right.
Now, listen to me, honey. There's a plague out there, and it's spreading. It's spreading all over the country, and people are dying by the thousands, and all Father's trying to do is save us from it.
I can't. Yeah, he can.
He can. Father has never failed, never, at anything he made up his mind to do. He spent weeks stocking this place with food and water, everything we'll need to stick things out until the plague's over.
All those people dying out there, and we still...
Well, why shouldn't we? They'd do the same if they could. Who wants to find himself sweating blood all of a sudden and dying in hours? Not me. I'm sorry for them, Jack. I really am. But that's no reason for me or you to go out there and die with them.
There's such a thing as conscience, Doreen.
Oh, Jack, you're impossible. What's that noise, Father?
The helicopter. Yeah, let me turn the house. You'll be able to see it coming in from the east. There she comes.
What's the helicopter, Milo?
Bringing in a couple I hired to do the cooking and housework. The Oscombs, Nils and his wife, Magda. I hired them through a New York agency and had my pilot fly them out.
What about the plague, Father? They could be bringing it with them.
I had them checked out, complete physical, and every precaution taken to keep them from any contact with people till they got to the chopper. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, look at that gorgeous hunk of man getting out of the copter.
That's Nils.
Ooh, 6'4" if he's an inch. Long blonde hair. Oh, wow.
You keep your eyes on me, baby. I'm the guy you're going to marry, remember, not him.
How could I forget? You're the guy with all the money.
Yeah. Okay, here they come. As soon as they get in the house, we lock the place up solid, and I mean solid. Nobody gets in or out till this plague is over. You're Nils Ostrom, is that right?
Yes, Mr. Manderson.
And this is Magda, your wife.
Yes, sir. I should tell you she cannot hear or speak. She is a deaf mute.
A deaf mute? Well, how in Hades are we going to talk to her then, give orders?
She can read your lips. Excuse me, sir?
What?
The pilot of the helicopter, he asked me to ask you, will you let him stay?
No way.
He is standing out there, sir, waiting for one sign or another from you to motion him to come inside or wave him away.
Well, he's going to get waved away.
Wait a minute, Milo.
What now, farmer boy?
I'm going with him.
Now, Jack, we've been through all this before.
I'm sorry, Doreen. I love you. You know that. But I just can't save my own skin while others are dying. Not if I can do something to help. Milo, you forced me to come here.
And I'm forcing you to stay.
Father!
Well, that'd defeat your own purpose, wouldn't it? To shoot me, Milo?
Oh. No intention of killing you, Jack. Just a bullet through the leg to stop you, and I'll do it. I'm going to protect you from the plague, whether you want it or not. Not for your sake, but for Doreen's. She loves you. You don't ask me why, but she does. And that's the only reason I'm keeping you here. Nils, you and your wife start locking the place up.
Yes, sir. Come, Magda.
I'll wave that pilot off.
You could have let him stay, Milo. You may be sending him to his death.
And if it weren't for Doreen, you'd be going along with him. Now shut up and help get this place locked up.
Oh. Well, here you are, Jack.
Yeah.
Milo sent me to find you. Everybody's at the dinner table but you.
Just leave me alone, Floss, huh?
Sure. Only, where's it get you, sitting in the dark, brooding?
Look down in the valley, where the village is.
Okay, Jack. I'm looking.
What do you see?
Not much. I mean, it's nighttime. There used to be a lot of lights down there. Like, you know, people in their houses doing whatever people do in their houses. But in the week we've been here... Hey, has it been a week? Yeah, a week. Well, anyway, since we've been here, at least half the lights have gone out.
They didn't go out. They burned out. People died of the Red Death, and the lights just burned out.
Tough?
Is that all you can say, tough? Don't you realize what's happening out there, not only down there in the village, but all over the United States, Canada, the world?
There's something you got to understand about little Flossie. Up here in the head, nothing. Down here, and here, plenty. But up here in the head, oh, forget it. And that's why, when this is all over, Myla's going to make me wife number four. Want to know something?
Know what?
Well, I've been listening. All this week, I've been listening to you. And it kind of gets through to me that, well, maybe you've got something. Tell me about what you're all wrapped up in. This orgasmic farming thing.
Organic. You wouldn't be interested.
So why am I asking?
Well, it's simple. It's like a bank account.
Well, that I know about.
All right. So then, you know, if you take out more than you put in...
No bank account. Overdrawn. Fini.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So? Well, it's simple. The land, the earth, where all the world's food comes from, it's a bank account. Now, unless you want to be overdrawn, you got to put back in what you take out. Well, the world has been taking out and never putting back in. The land is bankrupt. It's overdrawn. It's poor, not rich anymore. So what comes out of it is poor, not rich. So no matter how much people eat, what they eat is practically worthless.
Oh, yeah.
You follow me, then?
Mm. Like a tiger. If what we eat is worthless, well, then we get sick.
We get sick. The air gets sick. The waters get sick. And then we get what we've got now. The plague of the Red Death.
Oh. So him, Milo, what he's doing... Trying to save us from the Red Death. Well, what good is it? I mean, if the plague stops like he says it will...
It will, but there'll be others, worse. They're God's way of saying... Man, you're overdrawn.
Lost.
Uh-oh.
Lost.
Milo's looking for me. I'm supposed to find you and... right here, lover, right here.
Now what is this? You and the farmer boy in the dark.
Talking, doll, just talking.
I sent you to look for him, get him to the dinner table, and you sit here in the dark just talking.
Look, I gotta talk to somebody, and you're never in the mood. Not for that.
Well, what's so interesting in him?
Well, he was telling me about organic farming and how it could save the earth from going bankrupt.
No, not that again. Come on, dinner's getting cold. You heard me, Jack.
I'll stay here, Milo.
Oh, come on, Jack. You ought to eat. You know, keep up your strength.
On that food? It's practically worthless.
Well, just to keep me company, then. We can talk some more, and... I like talking to you.
Yeah, that's about all Farmer Boy can do, talk. Anybody can talk. I act. You just remember one thing, Flossie girl. I'm the one that's saving you from the Red Death.
Yeah. Only, answer me a question, Milo.
Sure.
Saving me. For what?
More souffle, Mr. Munderson.
No. And I'll tell you something, Nils. Your wife's cooking hasn't been so hot in the past few days. She better get on the ball.
I am sorry, sir, but she has not been feeling herself.
I'll have more, Niels. I think it's quite good.
Yes, madam.
Yeah, and what about the coffee? I asked for another cup.
Yeah, in a moment, sir. My wife is heating it.
Anyone see the news on Global Vision today?
Oh, I did, Doreen. Why?
They said a plague is spreading, that it's shown up now in France. Italy, Spain, everywhere.
Nothing surprising about that.
I didn't say it was. I just said it was on the news.
No need to take my head off, Doreen.
No need for you to be sarcastic.
I wasn't being.
Oh, don't tell me.
Look, all I said
was... It isn't what you say. It's your attitude. I notice you don't take that tone with her.
Me? How'd I get into this?
You know how you got into it. Don't pull the innocent on me.
If you're implying...
Oh, skip it, Neil. Where is that coffee?
Here's my wife with it now, madame. Magna, let me help you with the tray.
I don't intend to skip anything. If you're implying that I've been up to anything...
Look, you little...
Now stop it, the two of you. The last two or three days you've been at each other like a couple of alley cats, and I'm sick of it.
Well, you just tell your girlfriend...
You watch your tongue. Flossie isn't my girlfriend. She's my fiancée. What's more... What the devil?
Sorry, sir. I'm very sorry. My wife, the tray slipped from her... Magda!
Look out. She's collapsing.
Magda!
Oh, my dearest. Let me give you a hand with her, Nils.
No, sir. Stand back.
But Nils...
No, you... get back, sir. Get back. Don't come near her. Can't you see?
See what? Her face. She's sweating blood.
Yes, I'm... afraid she has the red plague.
It's worse than that. She's brought it here.
So, in spite of all precautions, the Red Death invades Milo Manderson's sanctuary, his barricaded retreat atop Lookout Mountain. And you ask me... Another disease has invaded the mansion. Jealousy. Doreen's and Milo's resentment of what appears to be a developing friendship between Floss and Jack. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
God we trust. America speaks.
In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, all human beings have failings. All human beings have needs and temptations and stresses. Men and women who live together through long years get to know one another's failings, but they also come to know what is worthy of respect and admiration in those they live with and in themselves. If at the end one can say, this man used to limit the powers that God granted him, he was worthy of love and respect and of the sacrifices of many people, made in order that he might achieve what he deemed to be his task, then that life has been lived well, and there are no regrets.
Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
So, we are told in the Bible, so shall ye reap. It would appear that multimillionaire Milo Manderson is on the threshold of doing some reaping. He thought himself and his few chosen companions safe from the plague of the Red Death, secure in his isolated retreat atop Lookout Mountain, the world and the spreading death in it barred from his door. Not so. Magda Ostrom, wife of Nils, the couple Manderson brought to do the menial work of the household, has just collapsed.
Get her out.
What?
Get her out! out of this room, out of this house.
Oh, now, cool it, Milo. The woman's dying.
And we're not dying with her.
Father! Well, don't start breaking
things. The money I spent to protect us, the precautions I took, weeks of thought and preparation. To doctors. How many doctors did I send them to examine them, check them out, make sure that they were free of the...
Oh, Father, get hold of yourself.
Now she comes down with it. In my own house. This sanctuary I nearly killed myself to make ready so we'd all be safe. Get her out of here.
You can't ask me,
get her out!
I will not. No, Mr. Manderson, I will not. Magda is going to die, but she is not going to die alone.
Then die with her.
Milo, no, no.
Get out of my way.
Give me that gun.
Father!
Stop it. All of you, stop it.
Oh, now, you're giving orders. You.
Shut up and listen. My wife is trying to say something in sign language. Yeah, Magda. What? No. Oh, but my darling, you... Very well.
What did she say, Nels?
She said there is no hope for her, and there is no sense in two of us dying.
What's she doing? Where's she going?
Out of the house. To die alone. Goodbye, my dearest. Goodbye. I'll see you dead for this, Manderson.
Mr. Manderson. And I'm not scared by threats.
No threat, Mr. Manderson. A promise.
And business has been brought to a virtual standstill throughout the world. Here in the United States, countless thousands who tried and are still trying to leave the congestion of the cities for what is considered the relative safety of rural areas...
Shut that thing
are
off.
...are blocked by military and local
I said
police.
Shut that thing
riots
off.
And that... Oh,
look! His face. The red death.
I can't.
He's got it. His face. Red.
All right, I'll shut it off.
The sight of death becoming too much for you, Mr. Manderson?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought perhaps the sight of my wife's body lying out in the patio where she collapsed and died.
Nils, you'll go too far, I warn you. I'd shoot you now if we didn't need you.
Need me? For what? Are you all so incompetent, so helpless you can't do for yourselves? The ladies can cook.
Me? I can't boil water. And I don't intend to. That's what you are paid for.
You are so like your father, madame. You think everything can be bought, even life.
Now, you look here. Since your wife died 2 days ago, you've been acting like... Well, like anything but the servant, you are. Now, you just cut it out. You just remember your place. Remember who and what you are. Do you understand me, Nils?
Totally, madam. Is there anything madam wishes before I go to make up the beds?
Not at the moment, but when there is, I'll let you know.
Thank you, madam.
Now, that's the way to handle a servant. Nice going, Doreen. I'm proud to call you daughter.
Well, I'm not proud to call her wife. The man isn't himself. He's broken with grief. He loved his wife. He saw her go to her death alone. He watched through this window as she collapsed out there on the patio and died before his eyes. And you treat him as if he were nothing, the way you treat me, treat Floss.
I thought you'd become Flossie's champion, and now I know.
All I'm saying is you can't...
It's too much, as usual. You've got a big mouth and a head stuffed with hay. The trouble is here, we're bored. That's the one thing I didn't think of, that we'd get bored. We've been cooped up here for nearly 2 weeks now.
9 days.
Will you please shut up?
Well, 9 days isn't 2 weeks, is all I'm saying.
I can take care of that.
How, Father?
I don't know yet. I'll think of something. Meantime, how about some bridge?
Not me.
Sorry, Marlo.
The bridge.
Well, then how about... blazes with it. I'm going up to the solarium to get some sun.
I'll go with you, Father. Jack?
No, I'll stay here.
With Flossie, of course.
Yeah, we'll have the orgy I've been planning for weeks.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Join me in an orgy, Floss?
But you know something.
What?
I have joined you.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm no great brain, but... Well, I'd have to be a dope not to... Well, anyhow, begin to realize that you're right. Milo and Doreen, they're wrong.
Oh?
Hmm? If you mean it, what you keep saying all the time, that is...
You mean...
Well, like the world's gone to hell. It's become a cesspool, you called it.
Yeah, a cesspool of corruption.
But it can be cured, brought back to what it was once. Pure and clean and beautiful and healthy. You mean it when you say you want to get out of here and go out there into the world, right into the middle of the plague, whether it kills you or not, so that you can do all you can to help people build a brand new world?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean all that. But I can't get out. Marto's got the keys to every door. The windows are unbreakable.
I could get the keys. Easy.
You do that? You're with me, not him?
I never was with him. It was a deal, kinda, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you say? Well?
That means leaving Doreen.
Oh. You still got a thing for her, huh?
I never lost it.
Oh. Well, you got decisions to make. Leave Doreen and do what you believe is right. Or don't leave Doreen and don't do it.
A decision I don't think you need make, Mr. Reynolds. Not yet.
Nils?
I apologize. I overheard something of what you've been saying. Whatever your decision, it would be foolish for you to go out into the world right now, sir.
You think so, Nils?
I know it, sir. The plague is reaching its height. In a few days, it will begin to break and then recede. But right now, and for the next few days, it will be at its most dangerous point.
But
what... Believe me, sir. Leave here now and your death will be assured. And you are among a handful the world cannot afford to lose. Not at this time.
Nils, you're something else. You know that? Sometimes you talk like you know all there is to know.
It'll be fun, Doreen. A barrel of fun.
Costumes. What about costumes?
That's all taken care of. Anyhow, Floss, Jack, yeah, you, Nils. I got a great idea. You say you're bored. You say life at the Milo Madison Hideaway holds no variety for you, no spice at all for you. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a party.
A party?
Not just a party, Jack, my boy. A masquerade party.
Are you crazy?
What do you mean, crazy?
Party? A masquerade party? When out there, the world is dying? Milo, it's obscene.
You see, Doreen, I told you. Beat my brains out thinking of something to liven things up, to keep us from going nuts with boredom. Where do I get? Where?
You don't go along with this, Doreen. You don't.
Well, I didn't at first.
But then he changed your mind.
What if he did? At least he's doing something. All you do is talk.
That's all I can do. Locked in here, a prisoner. What more can I do?
Something. I don't know, but something. Don't just talk. Do.
All right, I'll do. Milo, you take your masquerade party and stuff it.
I've decided we're going to have a masquerade party. And that's what we're going to have tonight. And you're going to be in it, you and Flossie.
Floss, you go along with this?
No.
Now look, you little...
Tramp? Is that what you're going to say, Milo?
Don't put words in my mouth.
Don't you put thoughts in my head. Thoughts I wouldn't rather think. look through that window. There's death out there. All around out there. A masquerade party. How could you think of it? How awful could you be to even think of it?
We are going to have a masquerade party. And we're going to have it tonight. If it's the last thing I do.
It will be.
What?
It will be the last thing you do.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I mean I understand why you decided to have a masquerade party. 2 days ago, when I held my dying wife in my arms, I told you what I thought of you. And no servant, no lackey, ever told Milo Manderson the truth since the day Milo Manderson realized he had made his first million. Before that day, you, Milo Manderson, you, still retain some shreds of humanity. But on that day, and ever since, oh God, God, I call on you. What has this mortal become?
He's crazy. Look at him. Arms outspread. Looking up at the ceiling, calling on God like he knew him. He's out of his head.
Hear me now, Milo. Milo! Hear me. It's revenge you're after. I told you the truth. The truth of not what you are, but what you have become. God made you beautiful. You have made yourself ugly. You must learn you are wrong. And in learning, come back to God. Come back to truth. You want revenge on me? You shall have it. And you shall learn the emptiness and the hollowness of it. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord, not yours. Mine. And this, Milo Manderson, you are about to learn. And may God, in his infinite mercy, help you bear the agony of the learning.
A strange speech, surely. Nils calls on God as if, as if he knew him as intimately as I know you. And we do know each other, you and I, very well indeed by this time, don't we? Ought to. Been together a long time. Pleasant time for me, anyhow. Hope for you, too. Back shortly with Act Three.
You're on the open road, rolling free and feeling great about your new Buick Century. Because in published EPA mileage test results, a V6 Buick Century got the best highway mileage of any U.S. midsize car. 24 miles per gallon and 16 in the city. Your Century's comfortable, it's nimble, it's economical, and above all, it's a Buick. Living free.
Do I have a headache? Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207.
To learn good jobs. And today, a qualified man can choose the direction he wants to go in the Marine Corps. Choose the kind of skills he wants to learn, like computers, aircraft maintenance, or electronics, radio communications, food services, aviation technology. You name it, Marines do it. If you want to learn it, the Marines will teach you skills, responsibility, and leadership in any field you can handle. Remember, qualified men can choose their own directions in the Marine Corps. Skills to learn, careers to build in many directions. The Marines are looking for a few good men who want to choose their own directions, want to learn good jobs, want to be Marines.
form of a plague known as the Red Death lays waste the world, while in an isolated mansion atop Lookout Mountain, multimillionaire Milo Manderson, seeking refuge, barricades himself and his companions from it. Now, vengeful or callous or both, he proposes to hold a masquerade party to relieve the boredom of their voluntary imprisonment. We rejoin the small beleaguered group in the vast living room of the mansion as...
He's gone crazy. You have, Nils. You know that. You've gone crazy.
No. Not I. You. A long time ago.
You don't see me acting like I was God.
Don't I?
I think Nils is right. In a way, Milo, you come to think you're more than God, really.
Well, now you are going too far, Jack.
No. Wait a minute, Doreen. Wait just 1 minute. Let this hayseed husband of yours go on. So... God sent the red plague to wipe us all out. That is, eh?
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't have to. From where I sit, you created it yourselves.
You're as crazy as Nils.
Wait and see, Milo. Just wait and see.
Yeah. And while I'm waiting, we'll have our party. Yes, there's a big closet in the game room, and it's loaded with costumes. From the bash we had up here a couple of years ago, Doreen, you remember?
Yes.
So you can all get your costumes from there. Nils, you break out the Paul Roger. I've been saving that champagne for a special occasion. And if you ask me, this is going to be a real special occasion.
It will indeed be that, Mr. Manderson. The most special occasion of your life.
Jack.
Yes, Doreen.
Hook me up and back. This Marie Antoinette costume is hard to manage.
Oh, okay. Hey,
you look handsome. That black and white domino. What kind of mask? Black or white?
Black.
Oh, romantic as well as handsome. And sulky. Sullen.
Worried is the word, Doreen. Very, very worried.
Oh, now don't tell me that little act Nils put on, that performance of stretching his arms wide and crying out to God. Don't tell me it got to you.
The way it got to you?
To me, I thought it as laughably ridiculous as my father did.
Your father
did? He's only trying to save us from the Red Death, Jack. And it's about time you gave him some credit for it instead of insulting him every chance you get.
I'm not insulting him. I'm trying to wake him up.
I don't know why it is, no matter how I try to keep things pleasant between us, you always manage to start your eternal harping on pollution.
I'm sorry, Doreen.
Oh, you're always sorry. But that doesn't help. You ruin everything, just as you're trying to ruin my fun.
Fun? How can you talk about fun?
Because I need fun. That's why. Because my father's right. We're going house crazy with boredom. And I don't see how a few hours of fun will change anything in that world you worry so much about, one way or the other. The music is starting. Oh, let's go down. Jack, please, please, for once, let's enjoy ourselves.
Floss, come on. The way you're dancing, put some life into it, baby.
I don't feel like dancing.
Well, you will. All you need is a couple more glasses of champagne. Soon take care of that. Now, say one thing for Nils. He may be batty as a bedbug, but he's a good servant. This Paul Roger is perfectly chilled. Okay, honey. Another glass for you and another for me. Bottoms up. Don't cry.
I can't help it.
How can I try to be happy with all that's out there beyond that window? Be happy? You want to know the truth? I'll tell you. The truth keeps crowding in on me, pressuring me, trying to suffocate me. But I push it away. Because if I didn't, it would suffocate me. Flossie. The truth is, way deep inside me somewhere, I'm Scared.
Scared? You?
Doreen. Jack. Well, welcome to the party. Oh, look at you, sweetheart. Dolled up like Marie Antoinette. Yeah, but you don't lose your head tonight. And Jack, hey, you look terrific in that black and white. What's it called?
Domino.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it looks like. Oh, and say, you want to see something really terrific? Take a gander at Flossie, a fairy queen.
You look lovely, Floss.
But white? My dear, you in white.
Hey, come now. None of that. Not tonight. Tonight, even if it is just for tonight, we're going to stop sniping at each other. Hold it. Wait a minute. We need Nils. He's a guest, too. He's a kind of a serving guest, but still a guest. Nils? Hey, Nils. The party's starting. Come on, join in.
Coming. Coming.
And hurry up. We all want to see what costume you're wearing.
This one, Mr. Manderson.
Nils.
Oh. Who do you think you are? Who the devil do you think you are?
I beg pardon, sir?
Your costume is blood red.
Suit? Shirt? Cape? The mask covering your face? All blood red.
The Red Death, Nils?
Yes, sir. The Red Death.
Wait a minute. What are you up to?
Simply turning off the music.
So that's it, is it? You intend to ruin my little party, do you? You come dressed as a Red Death to throw a wet blanket over the fun we're going to have. Well, I'll take care of that right here and now. I'm ripping that costume off you, ripping all of it off. Beginning with the mask. There!
I am not costumed as the Red Death, Milo Manderson. I am the Red Death.
A skull. A blood red skull. No face. A skull. Blood red.
You are the Red Death. God help me.
God will not help you now, Milo Manderson. There comes a time when mortals must help themselves, and your time has come.
What do you want of me?
You may make a choice I will give you. You may make the choice for good or ill.
Name it. I'll choose what's right, what's good. I swear it to you.
You can choose to live.
Yes, yes.
Or die.
What do you mean, Nils? I'm sorry. That's not your name, of course.
Oh, it will do.
What do you mean? To live or die?
One of you, you or your father, must die. And the choice I leave to him.
Are you saying that Marlowe must choose either to give up his own life and save Doreen's or refuse and let her die?
I am.
Oh, wow. I mean, like, wow.
Nils, what about Floss? What about me?
You have no part in this. When I am gone, as I soon shall be, when I no longer plague the world, you and others like you will be needed to restore it, replenish it.
Me? Him I can understand, but me? I'm nobody. I'm nothing.
And that makes you something. Milo Manderson, what is your choice?
Haven't I anything to say about all this? Haven't I some choice in whether I live or die?
None.
But that's not fair. If my father chooses to let me die to save himself...
But he hasn't. Not yet. Choose, Milo Manderson. Choose.
Father.
I can't die. I can't face death. It's too horrible. The thought is too horrible. Horrible.
Your daughter dies then.
Yes.
What? What was that?
He can't make a choice, don't you see? He hasn't the courage to choose death for himself or for me.
Scared. He said it himself. Deep down inside, scared.
And I never knew in all these years. Never knew. I thought he was the strongest man on earth, but he's just a scared child. Neil, take me.
He must make the choice. Choose. Choose.
No. Take her. Take Doreen. She offered, and she's not afraid. But I am. Look at me. Look, I'm sweating with fear.
Look again. You're not sweating with fear, but with death.
Red. Red. Remember, I sweat. Blood. Red. I.
Stricken, Milo Manderson. Stricken with the red death.
But why? Oh, why? You gave me a choice.
And again, you chose the wrong one. You chose to do evil instead of good, as you always have. Always. Now die.
No!
Die. And may your soul go to the hell it deserves.
No! No!
No! He flung himself through the window.
Lying out there next to Magda.
Easy. Take it easy, sweetheart. Nels, I think... Where is he?
He was there a second ago. But now? Just the costume laying in a pile on the floor. He's gone.
Let's hope so. Let's hope he's gone forever. Not only from here, but from the world out there.
What world? What's left of it?
There are still some lights burning in the village. And everywhere else, I guess. Those that are left. Maybe God made a choice. And maybe we're part of it. Whether we are or not, the only choice we've got is to go out there and start helping. Building, start creating another. And with God's help, a better world.
So ended the mask, the masquerade, if you will, of the Red Death. The year 1996 isn't too far off as years go. And as we know, there are men and women in the world today with the foresight to see what lies ahead if the pollution of our air and our water and the very earth itself isn't brought to an end. I'll be back shortly.
You're driving through town. You pass a sign you may have seen a thousand times, but never really noticed. The sign of your local American Red Cross chapter. Look behind that sign, and you'll see that the good neighbor is on call 24 hours a day. Not only to help when major disasters strike, but with hundreds of special and personal needs of people in trouble. People who suffer. People you know. You'll find us helping to feed and shelter people when there's a flood or a hurricane. You'll also find us teaching blind kids, new citizens to learn English, and helping addicts to unravel their snarled lives. Across the country, in fact, we get involved in over 100 different helping people jobs. American Red Cross. It's working right where you live. Join us.
The strange tale I've just brought you was an allegory, a story designed to symbolize a message, a truth. Of course, it never happened, but it could. Our cast included Stotz Cotsworth, Carl Swenson, Lois Smith, Jack Grimes, and E.V. Juster.
The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Now for world, national, regional, and local news on KOIN in Portland, it's 12 midnight.
CBS News. Chicago is now feeling that winter storm, which has piled up heavy snow in the Plains states. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The storm appears to be moving east with some heavy wind damage now reported in Chicago. Joe Cummings of station WBBM has a report.
Winds as high as 78 miles per hour swept across Midway Airport in Chicago, inflicting severe damage on private planes, according to Tony Schultz, acting 7th Division Marshal for the Chicago Fire Department, who was at the scene.
We had 11 that flipped completely over, and I would call them a total loss. We had 4 that collapsed with collapsed gears, and approximately 14 others that were pushed together and damaged.
No injuries were reported. Losses estimated at several hundred thousand dollars. This is Joe Cummings for CBS News in Chicago.
Several Midwestern states are paralyzed by a blizzard, which is blamed for at least 11 deaths. Heavy snow and bitter cold weather hit Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Tornadoes hit the southeast on Friday, leaving at least 9 dead in 6 states. Hardest hit was Macomb, Mississippi, where 7 were killed. Tornado watches were still in effect Friday night from eastern Tennessee to the Gulf Coast. More news in a moment.
A snap. That's what shifting with the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed truck transmission is. A snap. Because the Eaton Snapper transmission lets you shift most of the time without a clutch. Just select the gear, use the accelerator, and the Eaton Snapper transmission shifts for you. It's almost impossible to clash gears because the Eaton Snapper transmission only shifts when the engine and road speed match. Yet, it has no synchronizers to wear out, no electrical circuits, and no torque converter. Instead, it uses heavy-duty springs to make easy shifts without driveline shock. It's a concept in shifting so new, it's patented. The simple design and operation of the Eaton Snapper transmission makes it dependable and easy to maintain, and it's priced right. Get the story from your OEM dealer or factory branch. Make shifting a snack with the new Eaton Snapper 12-speed transmission. Another innovation from Eaton Corporation, the makers of the famous Fuller transmissions.
Space agency officials now say the huge 81-foot hulk of the Skylab rocket, launched in 1973, has landed somewhere in the Indian Ocean. That occurred early Saturday morning. President Ford gets together again Saturday with some of his economic advisors. One decision seems certain, some sort of a tax break for Americans. More from Robert Pierpoint.
The two most powerful men in the country when it comes to a tax cut are now in agreement on the need, and agreed as well on the need to move rapidly to the final details. After an hour-long meeting with President Ford, Congressman Al Ullman of Oregon, the House Ways and Means Committee acting chairman, told reporters he and the president agreed there must be fast action to get tax relief to the American people.
I do think that the president is trying to find answers for the country, and insofar as he's doing that, our committee is going to cooperate, and I think we have the ingredients of an early package of tax relief to the American people, which I think is absolutely essential to get this economy turned around.
Ullman would give no details of either his own or President Ford's tax cut package, but whatever the compromises, both plans would give the American taxpayer up to several hundred dollars extra to spend in 1975. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
The Labor Department reported on Friday that the recession resulted in the loss of 1.1 million jobs in the last 2 months of 1974. It's the worst increase in unemployment since 1945. White House officials reported on Friday that former President Nixon used at least $367,000 in government funds in the 3 months since he left office. The money was spent to support the former president and members of his staff. Two 43-year-old Soviet cosmonauts are in Earth orbit at this hour following Friday night's launch of a Soyuz spacecraft. Now this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
A shocking look at what will happen in Britain if the current rate of inflation gets worse. It's now around 18% a year, and Conservative lawmaker Geoffrey Howe says if it goes to 20%, a secretary in Britain will be earning as much as $187,000 annually by the year 2000. But Howe says she won't be much better off because a hamburger will cost $33, a gallon of gasoline will be $160, and a postage stamp will cost $15. Howe says Britain is on the edge of rampaging inflation that could destroy its society. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Two Portland Police Bureau patrolmen have received bureau recommendations by Chief Bruce Baker for rescuing an unconscious Portland woman from her burning home last December 21st. Patrolman Daniel Elfling and David Leonard noticed smoke from a garage and house on North Berkeley Avenue while on routine patrol and notified the fire bureau. The officers rescued Corrine Hallam before firefighters arrived. Once again Friday, in his State of the City message before the Portland City Club, Mayor Goldschmidt expressed his concern over the exodus of residents from the city.
Some 5,000 people over the last 5 years alone. This outflow is a disturbing indication that city residents are choosing to raise their families in the suburbs because they no longer are satisfied with the security, the education, the amenities, the neighborhood that the city has to offer. So the first and most important axiom is that we must stem this flight to the suburbs by maintaining and upgrading the livability of Portland's residential neighborhoods and the education which their schools provide.
The mayor told his listeners that he thinks the administration has made great strides in that direction for the last 25 months and will continue its programs over the next 23 of his term in office. Multnomah County Circuit Court Judge James Ellis has revoked the probation of 21-year-old Heidi Marie Hangland and sentenced her to 4 years in prison for first-degree robbery. Ellis earlier had placed Miss Hangland on probation after she pleaded guilty in the July 3rd robbery of a state liquor store on Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland. She admitted being an accomplice of 19-year-old Kim Lee Murphy, who shot a Portland policeman in the face after the holdup. Ellis had ordered, as a condition of Miss Hangland's probation, that she successfully complete a state narcotics rehabilitation program. At a revocation meeting, there was testimony that she entered the program but was removed because she refused to comply with its requirements. Former Senate President Jason Bowe and House Speaker Phil Lang announced yesterday that toll-free telephone lines for citizens wishing information on legislative activities will again be available this year. The toll-free number for calls from outside Salem is 800-452-0920. The information number for calls from within Salem is 378-8551. By calling those numbers, citizens will be able to find out the status of legislation, committee schedules, how legislators voted on bills, and other information on the session. In sports, Sidney Wicks and the rest of the Portland Trail Blazers clouded up and rained all over the Phoenix Suns last night in Phoenix, Arizona. It was just the fourth road win for the Blazers in this NBA season, and for a while it looked like a loss. After building an 11-point lead in the first half, Portland started to loaf in the third quarter, and the Suns started to scorch the net to tie at 77-all midway through the period before the Blazers started taking Phoenix serious again. More now on the game from KOIN's Bill Shonley in Phoenix.
In Phoenix, Arizona last night, the Portland Trailblazers playing their first game of a long road trip. They have only won three previous games in the road, but they made it number four last night. The Trailblazers defeating the Phoenix Suns by a score of 113-110 and climb the ladder towards that second place spot in the Pacific Division of the NBA. Led by the 33 points of Sidney Wicks, he was 11 for 16 from the field. He had a total of 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, and 2 block shots, and the Trailblazers prevailed at the end. Portland led by 9 after the first period of play. They had an 11-point halftime lead, 62-51, and looked like they were going to win the game rather handily. However, the Suns came alive and outscored the Trailblazers in the third period, 35 points to 28, and got within 4. And then the Blazers won the game by a score of 113-110, but it went right down to the wire before it was decided in the final minute of play. The Blazers' next game will be in Cleveland on Thursday night of next week. Portland 113, Phoenix 110. From Phoenix, Arizona, for KOIN Sports, this is Bill Shonley.